According to an analysis of state enforcement statistics released earlier this week, the Charlie Crist administration's touted 2007 pledge to toughen anti-pollution enforcement in Florida has been a failure. That's according to the Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility. Jerry Phillips is the director of Florida Pier.
Essentially what they said was that they were going to make the penalties tougher, that there were going to be more assessments, particularly in the area of hazardous waste of that program, and that we could use that as a measuring stick for the department's performance. Well, using their own data shows that, in fact, the numbers have dropped, particularly in the area of assessments in hazardous waste cases. And hazardous waste cases are the worst, kind of the worst of the worst. These are the toxic spills of the real serious contaminants. So, you know, that area itself, the numbers have declined. But overall, department-wide, the assessments have dropped for 2 years now in a row under Charlie Crist. And in addition, the collection of those assessments has also declined.
Doug Tobin is a spokesman for the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. He was dismissive of the new report.
Once again, PIER is inaccurate in its interpretation of the facts for DEP's enforcement numbers. PIER is inaccurate in its interpretation of the facts that DEP's enforcement numbers tell. DEP's responsibility really is to protect the environment by preventing pollution and promoting compliance with Florida's laws.
And Topin says the DEP does exactly that through a wide range of programs.
DEP regulates more than 100,000 facilities and sites, and 1,000 more new sites are added every year. And particularly in our environmental resource and permitting and beaches programs, we do this. In addition, the agency collects and evaluates enormous quantities of scientific data and conducts thousands of inspections and technical assistance visits every year. And this is all to achieve compliance rates, which average more than 90% in the state of Florida, a factual testament to our efforts, and we're really quite proud of that.
Jerry Phillips with Florida Pier says that while enforcement records are available from the DEP, the agency does not compile or display this data, let alone make comparisons over time. He says his organization's analysis are the only source for comprehensive enforcement facts, but he says he can only speculate on why the DEP is not doing as much enforcement now.
I'm up here in Tallahassee, and what we hear on a daily basis is employees being very scared, frankly, about whether or not they're going to have a job next, you know, tomorrow or the next day or the next month. That doesn't create a good environment for employees wanting to, you know, be very aggressive or overly aggressive in their jobs.